dozens of Sikh supporters, rather, of rebel Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr prayed in Sunni mosques in Iraq Friday in what was called a show of unity in the face of the U.S. occupation. The gesture was the latest display of solidarity among Iraq's Muslims since occupation forces besieged the Sunni town of Fallujah west of Baghdad and faced off with al-Sadr's militia in the Shiite holy cities of Najafi and Karbala to the south. Loads of al-Sadr's followers carry court prints of the young sir and wearing the insignia of his al-Mahdi army militia. Thinker of Sunni Islam. Ahmad Hassan Taha, a Sunni cleric who led prayers at the mosque, said the presence of al-Sadr's followers was a message to U.S. forces who were massed around the Shiite holy city of Najaf in a bid to crush his insurgency. Several hundred al-Sadr supporters also prayed in Fallujah, where the U.S. siege recently prompted donations of blood and food for Iraqi Shiites. In Fallujah, the Iraqi former general entrusted with pacifying the city said Thursday that U.S. Marines must withdraw quickly from around the city so stability can be restored. General Muhammad Latif said that though he wanted American soldiers to return to their bases, what he most wanted is for them to return to the United States. Fallujah has been calm over the last few days, but Marines are still on the edge of the Golan neighborhood where the fighting took place. Major General James Mattis, commander of the 1st Marines Division, said on Thursday after meeting Latif that the Marines would maintain a presence around Fallujah until alleged foreign fighters and heavy weapons are turned over to occupation forces. But the Iraqi general has previously insisted that neither he nor tribal elders in Fallujah have any information on foreign fighters and suggested on Thursday that there is no need to turn over heavy weapons if the city is peaceful. Those are the U.S. top stories for this Friday, May 7th. Once again, RHC's headlines. U.S. and British soldiers come forth with more testimony on abuse of Iraqi prisoners. And U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faces tough, angry questions from lawmakers over Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal. From our studios in Havana, I am Langston Wright.